This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, why marriage is a choice that poor people forego more often than the rich do. First, outside New Orleans, the region outside New Orleans is just inundated with evacuees. NPR's Mike Pesca is traveling there, talking to people who are trying to cope with the crisis.
Ground Zero, though now a proper name, does aptly describe the situation in Louisiana. Ground Zero means a central point from which all problems radiate. The further west you get from New Orleans, the better things get. 125 miles to the west in Lafayette, things are fine. Open stores, gas stations, potable water. But there are evacuees from New Orleans. One is Robin Parker, who arrived in Lafayette at 6 o'clock last night.
It's like a horror story. We decided to leave 11 o'clock this morning. We've been driving since 11:30 this morning. It's like a bad dream.
And so you were flooded to how high in your home?
20 feet.
Parker's story is now common, or would be, except for one detail. Her traveling companion isn't a civilian. She's a uniformed New Orleans City employee who should be a first responder to the emergency there. Instead, she took her sick daughter out of town in a clearly marked city-owned vehicle. The situation, she says, got too intense. The woman says she knows of about 30 city police officers who were so distraught by the horrors they saw that they resigned. We could not confirm this. But judging from the comments of Louisiana Governor Kathleen Blanco, New Orleans needs all the help it could get.
This is not a time or a place for any of that behavior, and I am just furious. This is intolerant.
The drive east from Lafayette toward New Orleans does not reveal too much hurricane damage for about 40 miles. But if you're listening to the car radio, hints of what drove Robin Parker and her friend out of the city can be heard. An official from Jefferson Parish, which contains the area between downtown and the New Orleans airport, talks to the host of a radio station, which has switched to rolling coverage of the aftermath.
We're at a point now where things are really starting to get out of hand, and we need some assistance. You have sheriff's deputies.
Are you seeing this? You say things are starting to get out of hand. As a resident who owns a house in Jefferson Parish, does that mean to me that I should be worried now that my home has been or may be looted?
It's possible.
Or as a business owner, should I be concerned my business has been or may have been looted?
Absolutely.
But near Houma, a city about 30 miles to the south and west of New Orleans, you remember who you're rooting for in this man versus nature epic. At 5 p.m. yesterday, the area finally regained power. This caused a run on the gas station. But here at the BP station in Gray, Louisiana, Jerry Clark is in the parking lot, directing traffic, telling people how long the wait is, which pump isn't accepting credit cards. He doesn't work here, and you get the sense that without him, what is now an oasis would be a madhouse.
These people have a bad situation that's been going on here, and they've been operating without electricity and things like that. And now they got the pumps back up. We're just trying to get in there with these people and get some gas.
Right. And when you got here, what did it look like? Describe
it. It was bad. They were back up down the road, and it was kind of a little bit of mass confusion and all that, and we got it rolling pretty good now.
Clark's organizing skill allows Kenny Fisher to fill up as quickly as possible and get back to the many people relying on him at home.
My neighbors who used to live in Burris next door are at my house right now. They lost their whole house, the house and the house that I sold are all gone. They're all in the river now. And they're going to stay with us till they get something done. So, and my daughter and them's coming back from Texas right now. Their power's still out in Thibodeau. So, and I got aunt and my niece's trailer and over on Coteau Trailer Park got tore up. The tree fell on one of them. So they're just all staying on me. And
further on down the road, down the bayou, as they say, almost due south of New Orleans, is Bayou Lafourche, right on the Gulf of Mexico. There is no power in these communities, and every third utility pole or so is teetering on its moorings. The town is dark, but on the water, the lights are on, and people are living on their boats powered by generators. Mark Berg, Ronnie Thibodeau, and their families are living on the houseboat near Galliano, Louisiana. Thibodeau says that many generations of his family braved hurricanes. They never left the bayou, but they didn't face the intensity of modern hurricanes. He blames the erosion of marsh and land that once served as a buffer. These days, when he goes out on his boat, his GPS system, which is 5 years old, often tells him that there's an island or landmass up ahead. But the eye sees just water. It's a sensation the whole area is now getting used to. Mike Pesca, NPR News, Lafayette, Louisiana.